When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
We're out early today because the Twins are in L.A. They lose to the Dodgers Monday. Come close with the Correa almost home run, then win in a quirky odd game yesterday. Today they have the final game in L.A. Weather looks great. Laura is here. Laura went to us and said, I have a joke for you. Now, Dave and I know Laura fairly well. She works blue most of the time.
It's filth. Nothing
I
but
not.
Filth.
I mean, every other word.
I am squeaky clean.
Okay. Okay. I've drank with you. Let's not go that far. Okay. So you have a joke. Are you a fan of most jokes? Like, do you like a joke or a story?
Both. Like both. This one, okay. So I was at Trader Joe's over the weekend, and I had an exuberant cashier who was full of jollies and jokes and
they,
funny comments.
All of them. I was going to say, if you work at Trader Joe's, you are upbeat.
Yes,
you are happy.
Caffeinated.
You cannot either be the host or the producer of this show.
Yes. So in my basket, I had two sweet potatoes because I put sweet potatoes on my salads for my lunches. Okay? I needed sweet potatoes.
Hold on. Let's evaluate this, Dave. Sweet potatoes on a salad.
Oh, it's a superfood, man. You got
to
have it.
How do you prepare it to put it on a salad?
I bake it, but not so they're mushy.
It's got a little crunch to it.
A little bit. Yeah.
Little seasoning?
No seasoning. Mm. No, just plain sweet potatoes.
Did you hear that sound?
Yes.
Just dejection.
Yes.
I'm in favor.
Yeah.
I love sweet potatoes.
So
I have people
good.
Very close to my life, they don't like sweet potatoes. I no longer talk to them.
Oh, well.
I mean, so I'm related to them. I no longer talk.
They're just fabulous.
They're great.
Everybody should eat them.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you ready for my joke?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So as he's, doing my sweet potatoes over the scanner, this joke comes to his mind that he needs to tell me. And he says, what did the sweet potato do just before he went to bed?
What did the sweet potato do just before he went to bed? I don't know. What did said sweet potato do?
He put on his yammies. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for the
ba-dum-bum.
I love that.
Okay. Hi-yo!
Isn't that just the cutest?
That's very cute.
I loved it. I just loved it.
That works at Trader Joe's.
I know.
That works.
I didn't think of it either. I thought it was going to be something with eyes, like eyes of a potato.
Yeah.
And I think of myself going to bed and I put on my eye mask and stuff.
Oh, you wear the eye mask?
I have to. Yeah. I just.
For insomnia? Or?
There's many issues that can happen. The eye mask, the earplugs, the fan in my face.
I mean, what's going on at your house here?
It's what's going on in this body that's almost 60 years old.
Yeah, well, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm familiar.
I know.
It's overrated.
Yeah, definitely.
Overrated.
Definitely.
Thank you for sharing
the
story.
You're welcome.
Okay. Laura, with an excellent joke. I enjoyed it. You know, are you okay? I mean, Mr. Anti-Sweet Potato? Or, you know, Mr.
I'm not anti-sweet potato. I just would have put a little seasoning on it for the salad.
Oh, my God. Laura, do you want to hear about Dave's trip to L.A.?
I do. I heard he went, and yeah. I haven't heard about it yet.
Yeah, let's go.
Nothing happened.
How was the game?
The game was good. Yes. It was my first time in Dodger Stadium. Yeah. I've wanted to go there for 30 years, mm-hmm. ever since I first became a little bit of a Dodger fan because I liked Mike Piazza. I was a catcher, and here was this young stud catcher hitting home runs. It was, wow, that's pretty cool. And the Twins were terrible at that time, so why not follow the Dodgers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dodger Stadium in this magical place called Chavez Ravine, and it sounds amazing.
How about a little loyalty to Minnesota?
Still follow the Twins. I'm still a Twins fan, but yeah, I needed someone else to cheer for. Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
So where is this stadium in relation to L.A.?
Oh, it's
is it like
just a
right
couple miles
in the
out
city
of
or?
Like downtown.
It's
LA.
Right there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very close to downtown.
It's hidden a little bit, and they've so many renovations recently. It looks fabulous.
Yeah.
It is, as far, I mean, I have not been to every stadium by far, but once you're sitting in your seat, the view you get behind the center field wall,
amazing.
Of the mountains in the background, it's just
Mount Rushmore is out there. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's really great. London Bridge is over there. It's tremendous. It's beautiful. I mean, the stadium itself is still very old. The concourses stink. You know, blah blah blah, all of that. But the view that you get just watching the ball game is tremendous.
Boys like. They played at the Coliseum when they first moved it out. It's like 62, 63, I think it's first year they were there.
Oh, I'd have to look that up.
Right in there.
I mean, I was surprised. 56,000 capacity. Big for a ball.
Wow.
And as Corey Profus pointed out yesterday this time, you know, the reputation of L.A. is we'll just show up when we want to show up. Shohei's only pitching three innings right now as he's building back his arm strength.
Okay.
They were there, right?
We pulled up, we took a bus to the game, and we pulled up around 5:15 for a 7:10 start. And the amount of people at every single gate was unbelievable.
It was a giveaway of some sort,
It
too,
was
right?
a giveaway. That was a big part of the deal. Certainly Shohei pitching was a big draw, too. But they were giving away replica World Series rings for five different players.
Oh, wow.
So that's everyone was in line to get those.
Yeah.
It was for 40,000 people, though. 40,000 rings. It's not like you needed to be first in line. But
each valued at $100,000.
Can we back up for just a second and explain to me again why this is such a big deal? So he pitches sometimes, and he's usually an outfielder? Or what's the deal with this guy?
Normally a DH, but he's also a very good pitcher. But he had an injury. He didn't pitch all last year, right?
Correct.
Not at all.
Tommy John is kind of the killer injury.
Yes, I've heard of that.
But now it's becoming so commonplace. It's almost like sometimes organization, like with the young pitcher, like, get that Tommy John out of the way. This was his second Tommy John surgery.
Yikes.
So they've taken it really slow. So now he's starting games, but the first like three or four games he started an inning.
Yes.
Then two, and now this was three. And he's just a phenomenon.
Yeah.
I mean, to have somebody who's as brilliant as he is at both, as Provis said yesterday, he's the most talented player to ever play the game.
Isn't that exciting?
I agree. Something about watching, so I can imagine it was different.
Yeah. It was very cool. I mean, you'd like to see him at his best. The Twins hit him hard for those three innings. They only got the one run, but even their outs were hit hard.
Good.
So he's still got a lot of rust, but it was still, you know, cool to say I was in Dodger Stadium to see Shohei pitch, to see him just crush a home run to dead center field. But that was great. The thing that was funny about the ring giveaway, so there was five different players you could get, and you just got a box, and then you had to open it up and see who you got. And I was there with my dad. He's a big guy. He's wearing his bright blue Twins Killebrew jersey, which is basically
he's loyal,
yes,
unlike you,
a mark for every Dodger fan running up to him. Hey, who did you got? Will you trade with me? Will you trade with me, please?
Yeah,
who
did
you got? You know, he doesn't care, whatever. And then I open mine. Ooh, I got Kershaw. I'm keeping this one.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my Kershaw.
Nice.
Maybe sell that once he retires.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Nice. They're going on eBay for like $150. I think I can do better.
You've already checked it out.
Gosh.
Yes.
You are dogged.
You know, there was one guy, as we're waiting in the line for the bus to leave the game,
yeah,
some guy running around, hey, anybody got a Kershaw? I got $1,000 cash for you right now.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
I didn't. Who's bringing $1,000 cash to a ball game?
True.
Did you want to see if he had the $1,000?
No, I didn't want to say, hey, I got a Kershaw, and then have him come up and beat it out of me.
Yeah.
Keep that one on the
table. That's why you're not a Trader Joe's. They don't think that way at Trader Joe's.
No, sorry.
I can assure
I'll
you
wait
that.
For him to retire.
They're out there driving to your house to help you with your flowers.
Yes.
I'll go to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cooperstown and just start flashing the ring. Who wants it? Highest bidder right now.
What else did you do while you're in LA?
We did a lot of driving around, seeing stuff. The most interesting, heartbreaking was just kind of going up.
Malibu.
Yeah, up Malibu way, up PCH, yeah. And just seeing the fire damage is just brutal. An area that my wife and I have gone the last 4 years, so we kind of know it fairly well.
Your triathlon is up there.
Yeah, we've done it 3 times in the last year. We went just because we love it. And just to, you know, go on Pacific Coast Highway and see all of the spaces where there were homes right next to the ocean. And they're just completely wiped out, aside from a charred car here or there, or just pieces of homes that are there. And you see the footings that are still up. And then every once in a while, you see a home that miraculously made it out.
Wow.
And so you can see where it comes down the hillside, too. It's crazy.
We went up there when I was out there in the winter. And obviously with the wolves, I went up there a ton. And I'm with you. And then I see some of the footage now. It's stunning how parts... looks like it's yesterday, where they're not making nearly the progress that I thought they would, right? And that's where you hear the political debate that the federal government so much on immigration when you should be helping us rebuild the city and the area and stuff. Last thing before we pause, how about the Tesla Diner?
What?
That's right. The Tesla Diner, they have opened in Los Angeles, and this was big on the news. Jamie Yuccas was talking about it Monday. Jamie Yuccas was talking about it Tuesday because they had a live report out there both days. It was set to open at 7 a.m. Monday. They did not make their target goal. So there was disappointed people outside.
Did we doge some employees then because of it?
Very possible. Very possible. But they eventually did open at least most of it Monday. And it's a spot where you can go, you can get your Tesla charged up in a supercharger, you can watch movies, you can get kind of diner food. It's all very futuristic looking, which, I mean, we've thought since 1960 that the future is going to look the exact same. It looks like the Jetsons.
Jetsons.
You know,
can
we modernize what the future is going to look like? It looks the same, but you got, you know, robot serving popcorn and... it's a Tesla hangout. So the news was back there on Tuesday with, hey, it's finally open. People are happy. It's not all the way open. There's still this spot they're still working on. You see workers outside. They're still putting a thing up over there.
The robot doesn't quite know what it's doing yet.
That's the oversalt of the popcorn bad news.
The robot's working blue. You know.
Wow. Can you go there even if you don't have a Tesla?
Yeah, you can hang out. Sure, they'll take
you.
Can you
buy one there?
No, it's not a dealership.
Okay. There's one at the White House you can buy. I don't think he's driving it right now. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
We're out in a few minutes. Twins and Dodgers right here, obviously, on the home of the Twins, CCU.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How does this phrase sound? Here we go. The Wall Street Journal, Donald's favorite publication right now. The president loves the Wall Street Journal.
Big fan.
This, of course, is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News. And Fox News is kind to the president, what would you say, 99% of the time?
They've had their dust-ups, but they seem to have made up mostly.
This will not be a makeup situation. This is just breaking in the last few minutes from the Wall Street Journal. When the Justice Department officials reviewed what Pam Bondi called a truckload of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein earlier this year, they discovered that, yes, Donald Trump's name appeared multiple times, according to senior administration officials. In May, the attorney general and her deputy informed the president, meeting the White House, that his name was in the Epstein files, the official said. Many other high-profile figures were also named, Trump was told. Being mentioned in the records isn't a sign of wrongdoing. I'm reading right from the Wall Street Journal story. The official said it was a routine briefing that covered a number of topics, and that Trump's appearance in the documents wasn't the focus. Oh, I'm sure it was just a minor little point.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Back to the story. They told the president of the meeting that the files contained what officials felt was unverified hearsay about many people, including Trump, who had socialized with Epstein in the past. Well, there's no denying they were very good friends at one point, right? Back to the story. One of the officials familiar with the documents said they contain hundreds of other names. They also told Trump that senior Justice Department officials didn't plan to release any more documents related to the investigation of the convicted sex offender because the material contained child pornography and victims' personal information. The White House, when they responded in the last few hours of the story, this is another fake story, just like the previous story by the Wall Street Journal. That was also related to this, where the president is now suing them for a gargantuan figure of money. So Pam Bondi says the John Roberts soundbite, which we've played five times. I have the Epstein files
on the desk.
On the desk right now. And the Wall Street Journal, owned by Rupert Murdoch, who owns the New York Post, incredibly sympathetic to the president. Fox News, incredibly favorable to the president. The owner of the Wall Street Journal, they're reporting that Donald Trump's name is listed. Does that mean automatically Donald Trump was having sex with underage girls? Nope. By no means. But it adds to the intrigue. It adds to the suspicion that many people have had, excuse me, for a long time. Trump's not the only person who's pals with Epstein. Bill Clinton was on that plane. Bill Clinton and his personal life, not exactly Boy Scout. But if you wonder why, all of a sudden we're done with it. And if anybody believed that was a Pam Bondi decision, that was a Donald Trump decision.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart.
like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.